Chapter 19, Bozanski Brigge.
Violent pain along his legs flung the lawyer into ripping reality. No singing salamanders serenaded him now. No droning dragonflies dimmed his mind, but belligerent beagles battled the sucking sod with vigorous, furious paws. Their hooked claws raked the length of his legs. The sucking sod was winning. "Aroo! Aroo! Aroo!" wailed Faith defiantly as intuition sank into the soil. "Aroo! Aroo! Aroo!" he called again to the sky. Intellect, intuition, and faith settled softly into the muck and the mire. The lawyer was wide awake and terrified. "Aroo! Aroo! Aroo!" Faith's nose pointed toward the stars. "Aroo! Aroo! Aroo!" The lawyer felt a furry forearm spanning his chest as a massive paw passed over the beagles, snagging both of their collars on 1 6-inch claw. The big bear guardian had returned. The slurping earth reluctantly released the lawyer as the gargantuan bear snatched him up with a tug. The wee beagles came up more easily with just a tuck and a pop. The bear carried the trio deep into the dark, far away from the flickering light. Soon hours were passing like hours again, as the stars walked across the sky. When a wide body of water waved its early morning greeting, the bear dropped them unceremoniously into it, then continued on his journey over the horizon. Never taking the Sword of Orion from his waist, Intellect joined Faith and Intuition as they cleansed themselves in the lake of the Lady Vivienne, whose lovely white-gloved hand had once been known to extend a sword of its own.